a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
What's being called now the pandemic for the unvaccinated. But then I read this on ABCNews.com, Ethan. 69% of confirmed cases among Massachusetts residents have occurred in individuals who were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. 69% fully vaccinated, still catching COVID. I'm vaccinated. I think you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
That scared me.
Yeah, it is. It's frightening to think you could still get it. But the people that are getting hospitalized, that are going on oxygen and they're dying, those are not the vaccinated population. For the most part, the people who have been vaccinated are experiencing very mild to no symptoms. And that's the part where we kind of have to take heart.
Hey, look, it's not that you can't get it or you can get it when you're vaccinated. Whatever. It's the percentage. 69%. I was very hopeful after getting vaccinated with Pfizer that I was going to get through this without catching COVID, because there are still some symptoms, from my understanding. We're going to get Dr. Tamara Sheffield into this conversation, this debate that's going on right now of Intermountain Healthcare in just a moment. My understanding is that if you contract symptoms, it can be stuff like you lose your taste, you know, sense of taste and smell. You could have those long-haul symptoms that stick around for a while, even though you don't end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No one wants those symptoms. But there's something else. It's not 65% of people vaccinated are getting COVID. What's happening is we're seeing more breakthrough cases, in part because more and more people vaccinated. So if you're in an area where most people are vaccinated, well, guess what? Then the people who get COVID, you're going to start seeing those breakthrough cases come out.
So it's a numbers game?
I think it's a numbers game. I mean, by far and away, your best shot is getting a vaccine. It's just politics is preventing us from doing that.
Seems like we're learning more and more about breakthrough cases. Let's get Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Healthcare into this conversation. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you today?
Good. Worried about breakthrough cases, but you know me, I always like the Debbie Downer moments. Should I be worried about this 69% of residents who caught it in Massachusetts were vaccinated?
That is something we have not heard from anywhere else in the U.S. or in the world. So this is something that I think we need to stop and look into the data a little bit more. But in Utah, we are not having that happening, even with a Delta variant being about 90% of our cases. So we're up around the 90% protection rate still with the Pfizer with Pfizer vaccine, and we are not seeing, really, it's unvaccinated individuals, the ones that we are seeing the cases of.
We don't even know if this number out of Massachusetts that ABC News is reporting is confirmed, doctor.
No, I have not seen that before, and we'll have to look into it. But that I've. In no other country, no other place are we hearing that kind of a number.
Okay.
Well, and so for the most part, at least, and especially here in Utah, since we live here in Utah, we may as well cover those numbers specifically. The people that are landing in the hospital are the unvaccinated.
Yes. And that's really the good news on our vaccines, is that even with this Delta variant, which is so much more transmissible, it is, and we are seeing, you know, tripling of the cases here in Utah just in a matter of weeks, and around the country, the vaccine has been highly effective. In fact, Pfizer has seemed to be 88% effective for symptoms, for any kind of symptoms, 96% for hospitalization, and that's in broad country studies with the UK and here. So we are feeling very confident that those who are vaccinated are going to be well protected.
Dr. Sheffield, when you said 96% regarding hospitalizations, can you go more in depth on that number? And what does that percentage mean?
What that means is if you are 90%, and here's a good way of saying it. 96% is saying that you have 1/20th the risk of an unvaccinated person in ending up in the hospital. Okay, so it's in the same population, same exposure, same group of people. Those who are vaccinated have 1/20th the risk of those who are not.
Okay. In our family, we still carry some risk with my daughter because she was not eligible to be vaccinated yet. But we're in a situation where everything's kind of opened up, and she's at risk of exposure now daily. Is there any movement this might be outside of your purview, but I'm hopeful you might have just a little bit of information, more than I do. Any word on whether or not I'm going to be able to vaccinate my 11-year-old daughter soon?
You know, we are getting, more and more what we're hearing from the FDA side is that we're looking towards late summer, early fall for the authorization on the younger kids. So we're hopeful that, they'll probably be getting into school before it happens, but that we're going to get a vaccine that's available for these kids.
Yeah, that's
and in the meantime, the real big thing on this is we still have something that can protect us. And for those who don't have a vaccine, there are masks. And people seem to have forgotten that the CDC has never changed their recommendation for unvaccinated people. Anyone who does not have a vaccine is at risk, especially this more transmissible virus. They need to be wearing a mask when they're indoors with other individuals, because especially if there are other individuals who are not vaccinated. We're seeing massive crowds of people coming to concerts, and that I am not seeing people masking up. And I know that not 100% of those people are vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated, but I've been guilty about kind of discarding the mask and leaving one in the bottom of my purse. But Dr. Sheffield, you'll be happy to note that today, after I finish listening to another episode of the Daily Podcast, which is put out every day by the New York Times, I went on Amazon and I ordered more masks. I'm going to start wearing them more, because I also heard while listening to that podcast this morning, getting ready for work, that the virus load, once it gets into your system, if you're unvaccinated and you're a breakthrough case, even though you may not be symptomatic, the virus load is higher than the original version of COVID. So my concern is, do I become a contagious factor if I am carrying it?
No question. With Delta, here's just the thing about the Delta virus. It takes less virus to make a person sick with Delta. Your viral load is 1,000 times greater than it was with the other variants. It's twice as intransmissible. It spreads much more easily. And your incubation period, the time from when you get exposed to infected, is only 4 days compared to 6 days to the original virus. And you're going to shed it for longer. That means you're going to be able to spread it to other people for longer. That's the reason why we're seeing it spread so quickly. So, yes, we need to be responsible, not just for keeping ourselves safe, but for everybody around us, and especially those who are unvaccinated.
So if we continue to fall behind on vaccination, if we continue to have large numbers of people in Utah or around the country who are resisting for political reasons getting a vaccine, are you concerned that we might see more different types of the virus pop out because of this?
Yes, because an infected person means a person who is, where our generations to have children, it takes a generation for something to mutate. In viral time, it's hours in terms of its replication, and so it is constantly mutating. And it only mutates when it's inside your body and inside your cells. So if you are the vector, if you're the person that is hosting that virus, you are one who could be developing a new variant, because those viruses are just mutating all the time inside of you. So if we can stop it from infecting you, we stop it from mutating.
Yeah.
And so that definitely, we want to make sure that that we are not the host for spreading even worse new variants.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield of Intermountain Healthcare, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us today to sort through this new information about the Delta variant. Always appreciate her insight, Ethan. Yeah, my concern really did become this morning is that I don't want to inadvertently pass it on to anybody.
Yeah.
If I happen to be walking around with it, I'm not symptomatic.
You know what, though? You're talking about public health issues. And I'm 100% convinced that this is not a public health problem. This is a political problem now.
I think because it was a public health problem, though.
It was a public health problem. Now it's a political problem because we're not going to be able to move the needle unless we find a way to confront this political fundamentalism that is standing in our way. And it's gotten out of control.
You mean in terms of people getting vaccinated?
In terms of the conspiracy theories floating around and interrupting this process. And I think that it's time to hold people accountable. And unfortunately, it's been frustrating to see many Utah leaders get involved in that kind of culture war conspiracy element that is just that makes things dangerous for everybody. And I think they should be ashamed.
Straight ahead, talking about gas prices. Utah now number 4 in the nation for the highest gas price. We're going to have a live interview with an expert next to ask, will we see gas prices go down anytime soon?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.